Welcome back to the Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's show, we have Panora Chamber of Commerce member Amanda Crean.
Being in the process of, if someone wants to go through the process of being a chamber member, what does that kind of look like?
So you can check out the PanoraChamber.org and you can apply to be a chamber member there. Basically, you pay your dues, and then we come and we're ambassadors to you. So we'll do a induction ceremony where we present you with your plaque and we take your picture. And then you can be involved in all of the great advertising opportunities that we have available and any of the events that we have available. We want to help Panora businesses be promoted in the local communities. So our intention with the chamber is to put businesses first and be a resource and assistance in getting you more exposure to the community.
And if someone actually wants to be in the chamber as president or, you know, a position in the chamber, how does someone go about that?
That's a great question. The second day you move to town, you go to the meeting. No. how it's done is towards the end of the year, we start looking for recruits who are interested in the chamber positions. And typically you would start in as a second vice president. And then every year you'd be promoted until you're the president. We also have a secretary position and treasurer positions. Those have been kind of a long-term deal, but I'm sure that, you know, depending on the position, you know, they would look at different candidates. Basically, you would just send an email through the Panora Facebook page or through the chamber website, just saying that, you know, you're someone local and you're interested in helping out and how can you get started. And believe me, we'll jump on it. So in November, we want you to save the date. We have the holiday showcase on November 4th, 5th, and 6th, where there'll be tons of specials being run throughout businesses in Panora. But the most fun thing is when we do the holiday showcase is we're going to have the carriage rides again this year. So that's going to be Friday the 5th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. in downtown Panora. So you can catch one of those carriage rides on the main street. Also in November, Early Morning Harvest is having an open house. So they welcome the community to come and check out their location. Saturday, November 20th from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
And then switching a little topics, since you are involved with the Lakeside Village, you guys have won an award and for assisted living. Can you kind of explain what that is and how that means to the community?
Well, I am the proudest director in the world, being the director of the Lakeside Village. Our team won the IALA, so that's the Iowa Assisted Living Association 2021 Community Property of the Year Award. So they awarded that to us for our dedication to education in our community. So we were able to put several hundred people through different certification programs. And as a part of that, nearly every single one of our staff members got between 1 and 5 certifications during that time period. And on top of that, they've also taken to doing the youth internships and training youth in our area to do the kind of jobs that they do. So the Iowa Assisted Living Association felt that, you know, the Lakeside Village really deserved to be recognized for going above and beyond during a pandemic to really focus on the future of the healthcare industry and growing our industry. So we are super proud and grateful that we were recognized, and really the award is, it goes for the team. You know, it's everybody either mentoring or participating in the education or just supporting the team while we, you know, process those million computers and all the things that we did, you know. So I just want to thank my team for doing such a great job and just let the Iowa Assisted Living Association know that we're very grateful to be recognized.
Determined is your staff to get better and better every day. Is this something that how long has this been in progress of doing for your staff to get all these certifications?
So we started the programming in October of 2020, and then it was done by December 31st. So, but I feel like that was really just the tip of the iceberg for the staff, as far as starting to broaden their horizons and do more certification programs, because we've had several people take additional certifications since then. So we've had additional CNAs, we've had CMAs, so certified medication aides, other people who are going through more education because they were inspired to do so by starting. So, and then our goal, of course, is to pull in the local community, whether it's our youth programming or just community members that maybe don't have a specialty yet. We would love to meet you, have you come and work for us, and then provide you an opportunity to reach those certification goals.
And then also you talked about some of these being internships. How has that led to maybe some jobs there and then also some raises from your other employees?
Yeah, so we give a 50-cent raise for every certification obtained within our scope. And then the summer youth interns, we had 10 of them, and what, 4 of them are employed with us now? So it's definitely been an opportunity to kind of bring you into our culture, have you learn about, you know, what we do, and then hopefully you have enough fun working with us that you want to keep working with us.
All right. Thank you so much, Amanda, for your time. Is there anything else that I may have missed that you'd like to mention?
No, I think we've got it all covered.
All right. Thank you.
That was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with Panora Chamber of Commerce member Amanda Crean. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.